Buchanan. She's one of the prettiest I know. How about singing with me? The Dutchman's not the kind of man keep his thumb jammed in the dam that holds his dreams in. But that's a secret only Margaret knows. When Amsterdam is golden in the summer, Margaret brings him breakfast. She believes him. He thinks the tulips bloom beneath the snow. He's mad as he can be, but Margaret only sees that sometimes. Sometimes she sees her unborn children in his eyes. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago I used to be a young man. Dear Margaret remembers that for me. Dutchman still wears wooden shoes. His cap and coat are patched with love that Margaret sewed in. Sometimes he thinks he's still in Rotterdam. And he watches tugboats down canals and calls out to them when he thinks he knows the captain. Till Margaret comes to fetch him home again. Through unforgiven streets that trip him, though she holds his arm. Sometimes he thinks that he's alone and calls her name. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago I used to be a young man. Dear Margaret remembers that poem. Windmills whirl the winter in. She winds his muffler tighter. They sit in the kitchen. Some tea with whiskey keeps away the deer. And he sees her for a moment, calls her name. She makes the bed up, singing some old love song. Margaret comes to fetch him home again. Through unforgiving streets that trip him, though she holds his arm. Sometimes he thinks that he's alone and calls her name. Windmills whirl the winter in. She winds his muffler tighter. They sit in the kitchen. Some tea with whiskey keeps away the dew. And he sees her for a moment, calls her name. She makes the bed up, singing some old love song. She learned it when the song was very new. He hums a line or two, they hum together in the dark. The Dutchman falls asleep and Margaret blows the candle out. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago used to be a young man. Dear Margaret remembers that morning. Once more, I'd like to thank all of you for being here. It's good to see all the familiar faces and some new ones, too. And my thanks especially to Cousin Thelma and Barbara Beecham, to Phil and all the others who have made each and every one of us feel welcome here. Most of all, thanks to you for coming out year after year in spite of the threat of rain. I think we've got it licked. After last night, whenever it rains, we'll just all get up here on the stage. Rise above the cider sea. Long ago, I used to be a young man. Dear Margaret remembers that for me.
I want to introduce our director, Phil Wernley. He wants to say a word, not more than, but before he says it, I want to tell you that any of you who are from White Springs, they're going to begin beginner's classes out at Ray and Nancy Morgan's barn where they hold forth and practice and dance, June 13th. And they welcome beginners. And you're welcome to go out and see them dance every Tuesday night at 8:30. So if you want to join up, June 13th is the time. Now, let's welcome Phil Wernley, our director.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. How many people out here, this is their first festival? Well, this is my first one, too, and I hope you all agree with me that it's really a great festival. I've had a good time. I've been here since October, and I feel that I've inherited a great challenge in trying to get the Florida Folklife Program on to bigger and better things beyond our folk festival. This has really been a great weekend, and I think we accomplished a lot. We even got a Secretary of State out here, which I understand from Cousin Thelma is a rare thing. But we did have George Firestone here yesterday to see just what he is responsible for, Secretary of State. And we were very pleased to have him here. All I want to do is thank a lot of people that have helped us out today, this last weekend. I want to thank the sound crew and our staff. Many of you probably don't know, but our staff has grown. The Folklife program from really a staff of two or three people who were involved directly in Folklife programming last year to a staff of 12. We now have the largest Folklife program in the country. And we're very proud of that and have a lot of things that I hope you're going to be looking forward to hearing from us, which are things including a record album that we hope will be out in October that is going to feature Florida traditional music. And this record album is going to include little heard individuals like the great Moses Williams, who plays the diddly bow, who many of you have heard on our stage down here over the weekend. People who are truly traditional and unheard and unsung heroes of Florida folk music. We're going to be putting them onto a record album and having that out sometime in October. And that's just the beginning of a lot of outreach-type programs and productions that you're going to see from up here. So I hope you'll keep an eye out for us and listen out for us, and if we need help, please help us if we, give you a call for something. But most of all, I think that this program, when I came here, there was a lot of staff that was already here, and I can't take any real personal direct responsibility for a lot of the scheduling and things that happened here, because Barbara Beecham, who always hides behind the stage, and I know she's not going to come out here, She's sitting right over here under the tree in the brown and white. And Barbara has worked a long time on this festival for over 20 years. And she knows a lot about scheduling. And she's the one, if anybody at all, is responsible for making sure that we get on time and we get things going and people get here and performers get here and craftsmen get here and things get done. It's Barbara that does it. And I think she deserves a big round of applause. And I thank you very much for staying with me, Barbara. Thank you a lot. And I'm going to turn that. Thank you for coming, and I hope we'll see you back here next year. We hope that next year will be a lot bigger and better than what we have this year. We're going to be trying to bring a lot more traditional craftsmen in. We've seen one area of the state that we haven't even begun to begin to celebrate, and that's the Panhandle. And we hope that by next year we'll have brought some craftsmen and performers in from West Florida, which is a whole other area of the state that we haven't really seen very many performers from. So I hope that next year you'll see a lot newer and bigger things going on here at White Springs, and we hope to see you back. Thank you a lot.
And so ends the 28th Annual Folk Festival. If you've had a good time, tell us so. Write us. But most of all, keep coming year after year as we do. So I'll tell you a reluctant goodbye until the 4th of July or next Memorial Day weekend. God bless you all.
Twitch.